So, bottom line, why should someone pick up the new EP once it's released?
Well, if you want to, if you want Starting Static, it's for free. That's one thing. You could buy it on iTunes as a single. The EP will be on iTunes as a single. But I think nowadays, I kind of get annoyed at the thought of people saying, well, everybody expects music to be for free, or everybody listens to music on Spotify. But case in point, bands, there's a funny saying, actually, that I heard while we were out on tour. And this club owner, we were talking, it was late night, and it's after we finished playing, and we're chatting about certain things, and he really kind of, I guess you could say, it was kind of building us up, you know. Mm-hmm. He was just so excited about us. He really enjoyed us. He's like, man, and it was in a small town too. I think it was in Hutchinson, Kansas, I want to say. Or no, it wasn't Hutch. It was Salina. Salina. We're at the Paramount Bar. And he was in, it's Kevin Rome, actually, is his name. Nice guy. And he owns the bar, and it was a great show. Played a great show. Place was packed. And afterwards, we're talking. We're about to get, you know, our payout. Our tour manager's there, and he's just talking. And then just lays, like, a few little, you know, nuggets of wisdom. He's like, you guys just need to keep touring. You need to keep building your fan base. And I was like, yeah, I mean, that's why we're out here. That's what we're doing. He's like, it's the only way you're going to solidify yourself in the music industry. So many people are looking for that overnight success. And he's like, and I'll tell you what, he's like, there's no such thing as an overnight success. If you know, it's pretty much how, and I'm not quoting him properly, but he said something about how many nights does it take to be an overnight success? Cause I'll tell you what, there's no such thing as an overnight success. Anyway, something like that. He said, he's like, but you guys got to keep going, keep building your fan base. And the reason he's telling me this is cause he was in a band in the '80s, the late '80s. And he's all like, even then, rock and roll, you needed to tour. He's like, you guys just need to tour, because you get a fan base. And I'm getting to a point, I promise you, is having that fan base is truly what keeps you alive. And you hear bands go, and you hear some pop artists say it, and they go, without the fans, we would be nothing. And it's true. Without the fans, you would have nothing. Those are the people that write your paycheck. And the reason that is in this day and age, especially, is because people don't buy music. People don't just look at a record and go, I think I'll check that out. If they want to check something out, it's for free on SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. It's for free on Reverb Nation. It's for free on this website. Or there's a free download offered on the website if it's new music. But you start seeing when you're a band like Pullman Standard who grinds it out on the road, you get this fan base. And those fans are the ones that actually buy your records. And the more people you start accruing, that's what brings the money in. You actually start seeing that happen. And it's what happens to every band that actually starts, you know, getting a following. But point being is, getting to that end point is, A, you're supporting Pullman Standard. That's why you should buy the record. You're supporting something that you've become a fan of. And if you're not a fan of us, buy the record because it's just good music. It's the most sing-alongable, if that's a word, music that has been written so far by this band. And I guarantee you, if you don't have a smile on your face listening to this music, then I'm probably doing something wrong. But this music, I it's full of energy, it's full of life, and it's full of a message that you know, or not a message, but I would say it's full of that energy, it's full of that life that you know, makes your I want it to make your day better when you pop this record in. I want it to make your day better. I want you to listen to Starting Static, and by the time you're done, you're like, I want to listen to that song again. You know what I mean? There's certain songs that you listen to, and you're just like, I want to listen to that again. I want to listen to that whole EP again, front to back. Even though it's five songs, I want to push play on number one and listen to it through.